Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 75. God comes with succor speedy to those who suffer wrong, to help the poor and needy and bid the weak be strong. He comes to break oppression, to set the captive free, to take away transgression and rule in equity. Hymn number 75. Scriptural this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
Romans. Now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. This is from Ephesians. Wherein in times past we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. That ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. 1 Peter. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever.
Let's now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven. Our Father, Mother God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Now let us sing hymn number 274. Partners of a glorious hope, lift your hearts and voices up. Nobly let us bear the strife, keep the holiness of life. Hymn number 274.
Lives of a glorious soul, lift
Good morning and welcome to the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here with our roundtable discussion. And if you missed it, you really should get it. You can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. And that Sunday school has its own teleconference number so that children anywhere in the world can attend just by calling in. So if you don't live in the area and you have a child of Sunday school age, please call us. We'll give you the number and we'd be happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives saved through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers, so the whole family can come. And again, we've been busy printing and mailing the April newsletter has been printed and mailed to subscribers. And I think you can also find it on our website, can't you? Yes, you can. Well, after much discussion, we have decided that the next Bible study will be this coming Saturday, May 1st. So check the website for the study questions, and please join us this coming Saturday, May 1st, at 10 a.m. East Coast time. And if you're feeling like you're getting older, there's an article for you that will help you tremendously. Featured on our website, entitled Ageless Being by Bicknell Young. Excellent article, short, but it's very helpful. I found it helpful. By Bicknell Young, Ageless Being. Everyone is welcome here. Oh, yes. And for those of you in Plainfield here who haven't picked up your May full text lesson sermon booklet yet, please do so. There are plenty down at the book table. And yes, everyone is welcome here, including all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we're going to have the reading of a testimony from Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
Page 635, Deaf Ears Unstopped. As a mother of a family, my heart goes out in love and gratitude to that good woman we are privileged to call our leader, for all she has done through her book for me and mine. 10 years ago, I was healed of hereditary deafness and cholera of the head, simply through reading the book, Science and Health. For years previous, I had consulted and taken treatment from some of the best specialists for ear and throat, both in England and America, but grew worse all the time. I was then urged by a lady who had been healed through Christian Science to buy this book and study it. I did so very reluctantly, but had not read 50 pages before I felt I had indeed found the truth which makes free, and can truly say from that time I have never had a return of the ailment. That for which I am, however, most grateful is the daily help it is to me and my household of young children. I am sure if mothers only knew what Christian Science truly means, they would give all they possess to know it. We have seen croup, measles, fever, and various other children's complaints, so-called, disappear like dew before the morning sun through the application of Christian Science, the understanding of God as ever-present and omnipotent. It has been proven to me without a doubt that God is a very present help in trouble. And what a blessed help this wonderful truth is in the training of our children, and how quickly the child grasps it. Some time ago, my little girl, then 3 years old, dislocated her shoulder. I was alone in the house at the time. The pain was so intense that she became faint. I treated her the best I knew how, but kept holding the thought that just as soon as someone came, I would run for help. She seemed to grow worse and cried very much. I undressed her and tried to twist the arm into place, but it caused such suffering that I began to get afraid. Then, like a flash, came the thought, what would you do if you were out of reach of a practitioner? Now is your time to prove God's power and presence. With these thoughts came such a sense of calm and trustfulness that I lost all fear. I then asked my child if I should read to her, and she said, yes, Mama, read the truth book. I began reading aloud to her from Science and Health. In about half an hour, I noticed she tried to lift the arm but screamed and became very pale. I continued to read aloud, and again she made an effort to put some candy into her mouth. This time I noticed with joy that she almost reached her mouth before she felt the pain. I kept reading aloud to her until my sister and two boys came in, when she jumped off her bed, so delighted to see her brothers that she forgot her arm. She then began to tell her aunt that she had broken her arm and Mama treated it with the truth book. When this happened, it was about 10:30 a.m., and by 3 p.m., she was playing outdoors as though nothing had ever happened. From Mrs. M.G. Winnipeg, Manitoba.
The lesson sermon for this morning can be found on page 8 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, Probation After Death. The golden text is from Ephesians. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. The responsive reading, 1 Corinthians. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.
For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. David from Florida will now read.
The Bible, Psalms. O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Hosea. I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues, O grave, I will be thy destruction. Luke. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan. And it came to pass that when Jesus was returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and besought him that he would come into his house. For he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a dying. While he yet spake, there cometh one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, Thy daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in, save Peter and James and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, Weep not, she is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, Maid, arise. And her spirit came again, and she arose straightway, and he commanded to give her meat. And her parents were astonished. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here, or Lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Romans. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein ye greatly rejoice, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy, unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. 2 Corinthians, For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath brought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amanda from Missouri will now read.
I will read correlative passages from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. God is the creator of man, and the divine principle of man remaining perfect, the divine idea or reflection, man, remains perfect. Man is the expression of God's being. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God, and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. The purification of sense and self is a proof of progress. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Unless the harmony and immortality of man are becoming more apparent, we are not gaining the true idea of God, and the body will reflect what governs it, whether it be truth or error, understanding or belief, spirit or matter. Therefore, acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace. Be watchful, sober, and vigilant. The way is straight and narrow, which leads to the understanding that God is the only life. It is a warfare with the flesh, in which we must conquer sin, sickness, and death, either here or hereafter. Certainly before we can reach the goal of spirit or life in God. Universal salvation rests on progression and probation, and is unattainable without them. Heaven is not a locality, but a divine state of mind, in which all have the manifestations of mind, are harmonious and immortal, because sin is not there, and man is found having no righteousness of his own, but in possession of the mind of the Lord, as the scripture says. As death findeth mortal man, so shall he be after death, until probation and growth shall effect the needed change. No final judgment awaits mortals, for the judgment day of wisdom comes hourly and continually. Even the judgment by which mortal man is divested of all material error. Jesus' unchanged physical condition, after what seemed to be death, was followed by his exaltation above all material conditions. And this exaltation explained his ascension and revealed unmistakably a probationary and progressive state beyond the grave. If the change called death destroyed the belief in sin, sickness, and death, happiness would be won at the moment of dissolution and be forever permanent. But this is not so. Perfection is gained only by perfection. They who are unrighteous shall be unrighteous still, until in divine science, Christ, truth, removes all ignorance and sin. The sin and error which possess us at the instant of death do not cease at that moment, but endure until the death of these errors. To be wholly spiritual, man must be sinless, and he becomes thus only when he reaches perfection. The murderer, though slain in the act, does not thereby forsake sin. He is no more spiritual for believing that his body died and learning that his cruel mind died not. His thoughts are no purer until evil is disarmed by good. His body is as material as his mind, and vice versa. The suppositions that sin is pardoned while unforsaken, that happiness can be genuine in the midst of sin, that the so-called death of the body frees from sin, and that God's pardon is aught but the destruction of sin, these are grave mistakes. We know that all will be changed in the twinkling of an eye when the last trump shall sound. But this last call of wisdom cannot come till mortals have already yielded to each lesser call in the growth of Christian character. Mortals need not fancy that belief in the experience of death will awaken them to glorified being. Every mortal at some period, here or hereafter, must grapple with and overcome the mortal belief in a power opposed to God. Death will occur on the next plane of existence as on this, until the spiritual understanding of life is reached. We have no right to say that life depends on matter now, but will not depend on it after death. We cannot spend our days here in ignorance of the science of life and expect to find beyond the grave a reward for this ignorance. Death will not make us harmonious and immortal as a recompense for ignorance. If here we give no heed to Christian science, which is spiritual and eternal, we shall not be ready for spiritual life hereafter. This is life eternal, says Jesus. Is, not shall be. And then he defines everlasting life as a present knowledge of his Father and of himself, the knowledge of love, truth, and life. The dream of death must be mastered by mind here or hereafter. Thought will waken from its own material declaration, I am dead, to catch this trumpet word of truth. There is no death, no inaction, diseased action, overaction, nor reaction. Life is real, and death is the illusion. A demonstration of the facts of soul in Jesus' way resolves the dark visions of material sense into harmony and mortality. Man's privilege at this supreme moment is to prove the words of our Master, If a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. To divest thought of false trusts and material evidences, in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear. This is the great attainment by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus we may establish in truth the temple, or body, whose builder and maker is God. When here or hereafter the belief of life in matter is extinct, the error which has held the belief dissolves with the belief and never returns to the old condition. Progress is born of experience. It is the ripening of mortal man, through which the mortal is dropped for the immortal. Either here or hereafter, suffering or science must destroy all illusions regarding life and mind, and regenerate material sense and self. The old man with his deeds must be put off. Nothing sensual or sinful is immortal. The death of a false material sense and of sin, not the death of organic matter, is what reveals man and life, harmonious, real, and eternal. Thus progress will finally destroy all error and bring immortality to light.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 403. How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those who love the Lord in one another's peace delight and so fulfill his word. Hymn number 403.
How sweet, 'Twas grace that taught.
Let's now sing hymn number 290. Press on, ye sons of light, untiring in your holy fight, still treading each temptation down and battling for a brighter crown. Hymn number 290.
I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purify himself, even as he is pure. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Amen.